Dumping is the practice of exporting goods for sale in a foreign market at a price below their normal value. It's come under the spotlight in Australia since the establishment of an anti-dumping commission earlier this year. Already, the commission is investigating several alleged cases of dumping, including tomatoes from Italy, peaches from South Africa, and currants from Greece, onto the local market. This week, the Commission launched an investigation into office paper being sold in Australia from China.
The industry has no beef with importers. If we have to compete on our own 2 feet and on our own merits, but what the World Trade Organization recognises and what Australian law recognises is that it's not a level playing field if a country overproduces something, a commodity, and then simply tries to get rid of it in another market at below its sale price in its home country. That's called dumping, and that's the allegation here.
Ross Hampton is the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Forest Products Association. He's pleased the federal government's anti-dumping commission is looking into whether Chinese paper producers have been selling reams of A4 and A3 office paper in Australia at prices below what it would fetch in China.
We're very pleased the commission is going to have a good hard look at the import of paper from overseas into Australia's markets. We've felt for some time that there was something going wrong here, that there was no possible way that some of the imported paper that we were seeing coming into our shops could possibly be being delivered to Australia's shores at a price that wasn't going to fall into an anti-dumping category.
What are your concerns about the impact that it has on Australian producers?
This has a terrible impact on Australia's paper production and processes, and indeed most particularly on rural and regional jobs.
Victorian-based Australian Paper, which is owned by the Nippon Paper Group, is the only local producer of office paper. The company's CEO, Jim Henneberry, says the cheap imports are already impacting their business.
Certainly put tremendous stress on our company, and we are a big player. Our reach is 6,000 jobs, and we're really in key rural areas. And what we've had to do in particular, and people do notice this, is pull back on capital investments and any spending in those areas. So that's been happening, and we've been doing that. The other impact would be is if this would continue this trend, then we would have to be looking at some restructuring as well. Much of our wood sourcing is based on long-term contracts. So the issue and what becomes more of an issue for the suppliers is that supply chain. So if we have to restructure, if we have to do something radically different, then that significantly impacts that supply chain. As we sit on the thinning side of wood, we sit on the side when wood goes to sawmills and then they can't use it all, that comes to us. So if we were not able to take that type of wood, then it would have a significant roll-on impact for a lot of the regional communities.
The Anti-Dumping Commission will accept submissions for the investigation until November 19 and expects to deliver a report next year.